from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon. I am Michelle Marquis here in the KSRO newsroom and here with your update on coronavirus over the Memorial Day weekend. And joining us now on the KSRO live line is Supervisor Susan Gorin, the chair of the Board of Supervisors here in Sonoma County. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. What a great weekend. We're going to have a lovely, warm, sunny weekend.
It is going to be nice, and the parks are open. So what do you see happening? What's your message for people who want to head out and enjoy the sunshine?
Well, I know that everybody is anxious to have our beaches open, and they're not open yet. Please be aware of that. You can go to the beach for physical exercise, strolling, walking before 11 and after 5. But other than that, the beaches are closed. There is no parking open yet at the beaches. At some point, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll get our beaches reopened. But I received reports that our parks are maybe too well loved, and huge groups of folks are running or bicycling through the parks, especially Spring Lake Park and Annadale. I would encourage you, if you're headed to a park, remember the playground, the play equipment, the picnic grounds are not open in parks. It's purely for exercise, strolling through the parks. And please be safe. Bring your facial mask, because we do have large crowds probably this weekend. Parks employees will be out in full for the entire weekend. We'll be reminding you to socially distance. Be safe.
Should we be concerned at all that if people are ignoring some of these safety precautions, that the parks would be closed?
Well, we're going to be looking at the number of COVID cases that we have in evidence over the next week or two. I don't think we want to reclose our parks or reclose our businesses. Right now, what I'm encouraging folks, if you feel unsafe, please use a different park or enjoy the park at a different time, but please be respectful and careful around everybody else. We do not want to even unintentionally be the transmitter of the virus. And so let's be careful and respectful, and we won't have to go there.
That's good. Good advice. The shelter-in-place order was modified again. This is happening fairly quickly. Can you tell us what those modifications were?
Well, it is amazing, the whirlwind in progress. The governor keeps reopening businesses or making different orders every couple of days. It's really hard to keep up with that and respond positively, because so many community members are encouraging us to reopen. So this week's Hustle and Bustle revolved around outdoor dining. So we did really look at the best practices and guidelines, which we've been working on with the industry over the last couple of weeks. We want the outdoor dining to be safe, tables at least 6 feet apart. I hope they're a little further apart than that. And it's really interesting what's happening as people are thinking about reopening businesses, breweries and brew pubs. We're asking them to serve a full meal, or at least a meal, what constitutes a meal. So it blurs some of the guidelines that we've carefully established, especially around tasting rooms, that they wouldn't. It's not a restaurant. You shouldn't be serving meals. And now the state is encouraging people to serve meals so that they don't just become drinking spots. So I think maybe this weekend, or at least after this weekend for sure, you will see more restaurants opening up in very interesting places. The sidewalks right outside their doors, maybe little alleyways. The Sonoma Plaza is thinking about opening up for dining and perhaps wine tasting. And the town of Windsor is thinking about drawing circles on their town greens so that you can be safe and have some pickup meals. Other communities are thinking about closing down streets or at least parking to create little parklets and opportunities for outdoor dining. So it's going to be very exciting to see the creativity that comes out from the restaurateurs in the jurisdictions, even in the Springs area and other unincorporated areas. We're looking at mechanisms and places we can invite taco trucks or food trucks to come in and set up and encourage people to be safe. So again, if you don't feel safe, don't patronize that establishment. Take care of your health.
Right. Are we getting the message out enough to make sure that people feel safe in order to go out and maybe visit the restaurants that they haven't been to in months?
We're trying to. In fact, we had talked about maybe filming a video about what to expect, what you should ask for, and how to feel safe with outdoor dining. But I think people get it. If it feels crowded, if people are not wearing masks, especially the servers, they may not want to patronize that establishment. But I think, in general, people are going to be cautiously optimistic about moving back out into the community. We certainly want to see our employees reemployed, so that's exciting. And, again, the creativity will be a good part of this. As you heard, Governor Newsom is going to be opening up churches, and look for that in the coming week. But right now, we are permitting drive-in or drive-through ceremonies, graduation ceremonies, religious services. And so we are trying to be safe as we open up gradually.
Now, tell us a little bit more about testing in Sonoma County. And there's new drive-up testing in Sonoma Valley.
That's very exciting. I've been pushing for this for a couple of weeks. We know, sadly, tragically, that our Latinx community is suffering disproportionately from the COVID virus. 95% of our 0 to 17 years old individuals with COVID are Latino. That concerns me greatly. We have a task force forming to explore the reasons for that, but my own personal opinion is sometimes they're living in crowded conditions, and they were slow to wear facial masks. It's difficult to isolate in a crowded household. So we'll get to that, but we are moving the testing out into those communities that have high concentrations of the Latinx community, including Sonoma Valley, Roseland, and an area of Petaluma. And kudos goes to the Sonoma Valley Health Center, hospital, and schools, all coming forward with a partnership and collaboration with the county to open up testing sites and hours in Sonoma Valley. In fact, I believe I have an appointment to do a drive-up test at the Sonoma Valley Health Center sometime this week, so you can look for me on Facebook, probably leaning back and having a swab inserted up my nose. I'm feeling fine. I've been sheltering in place forever, but we are encouraging a broader base of community to be tested. It's a snapshot, but it gives us an indication of potentially folks who are asymptomatic in the community but still transmitting the virus. So look for those testing sites on socoemergency.org. It gives you the phone numbers to call in for appointments and the location and hours for the testing sites.
Now, we have seen a big increase in cases over the last week, but we've also seen a big increase in testing, like over 1,000 tests in a day. Are we getting a better picture of what coronavirus looks like in Sonoma County?
I do think that that's true. That was our goal, and it's part of the governor's criteria for reopening a certain percentage of testing per 1,000 or per 100,000 in the population. So our goal is to complete 800 tests a day. We do have now the test kits and the testing capability and capacity for that. so we're trying to get the testing out into other parts of the community as quickly as possible so that you don't have to drive a long distance. We're hoping to have testing sites maybe 30 minutes away in an urban area and no more than 60 minutes away in our more isolated parts of the county. But I do think that that is why we're seeing an uptick in COVID reports being reported this week, and it may be also a response to we're opening up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But we have aggressive, not only testing sites and capacities, but contact tracers. Mm-hmm. So if someone is diagnosed with COVID, then we have a tracing inspector that has conversations with them, who are their coworkers, who are their family members, relatives, have they visited shops, and then we're off on the chase to identify and test people who may have been in contact with that individual.
Right, and I also see that the county is hiring more tracers and people who can go out and do those interviews.
Exactly, and I've had a couple of inquiries this week and trying to get the information to folks on how to apply for those positions. Again, it might be on socoemergency.org, mm-hmm. and I need to confirm that, but I'm thinking that that is true.
I do know that it's on your Facebook page, so if people look up Susan Gorin on your official Facebook page, you'll find it there.
Oh, great.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate the time today, and have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Please be safe. Please wear your facial masks in the stores and in the parks and enjoy this beautiful weather. Remember your sunscreen. It's going to heat up.
Yes, it's going to get hot. Thanks a lot, Supervisor.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Supervisor Susan Gorin, the chair of the Board of Supervisors. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. This is KSRO.